Death Before Wicked, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. It's about the papyrus. It's... He stuck, and Phryne cut in. A curse. Did Professor Bretherton tell you that? Asked Clarence. Of course he did. Phryne buttoned her new petticoat pocket and slipped it beneath the skirt where it hung, not noticeable, at her thigh. Nice work, Dot dear. What an excellent invention.
My grandma used to wear them, said Dot.
You see, there's a group of people who might want that curse, Joss was saying uncomfortably. They're followers of the great beast Crowley, come back from some temple he's established on an island. Cephalu, yes, it got a lot of publicity. The Abbey of Thelema, Temple of Do As Thou Wilt, which of course meant Do As Crowley Wilt, said Phryne shortly, slipping her feet into sandals. They're magicians, said Clarence wretchedly, and they're saying that they magic the curse out of the safe and they're going to use it.
On whom?
Their enemies, I suppose.
One of you?
Or Harcourt. He laughed at them when they...
When they...
Come on, boys, out with it. Time is passing. Harcourt works with the bursar, you see, helps him with his figures. He's always in the faculty office, and they got very dirty on him when he refused. They asked him to steal the papyrus because they wanted the curse.
It's been published. Photograph and translation. Why didn't they just buy the book? Asked Phryne impatiently.
They want the actual papyrus. Apparently it has secret writings on it.
I need to meet Harcourt. Do you know where Theo's cafe is?
Yes, said Joss. The, magical people will be there too.
Will they indeed? Who are they?
A woman called Madame Sesostris, said Clarence. Chap called Marin.
Bring Harcourt to Theo's tonight about 11, ordered Phryne. Tell him that no one magicked anything out of that safe. If he balks at seeing Madame and Marin again, tell him that I've got an amulet which will preserve him against any magical attack, given to me by the Masters of the Golden Dawn. I was at the invocation of Isis in Paris, she added. Tell him that. Now off you go, gentlemen. I've got a cricket match to attend.
They left, biddably.